With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. It is taking a little while to materialize, but President-elect Donald Trump filling key posts in his second administration, and it's shaping up to be different than his first. Speaking with Salem Radio Network, American Enterprise Institute commentator Matt Continetti says that Mr. Trump is appointing nominees who aren't fixated on power.
This time, he wants to put in people that he trusts, people who have also had adverse experiences with those agencies, and he wants to exert his control over them. So if they make it through confirmation, I think it'll be a very different Trump administration the second time around, one where the president is much more in charge of his cabinet.
Also at SRNnews.com, NATO's leader and Mr. Trump meeting for talks concerning global security.
The military alliance said in a brief statement on Saturday that NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte and Trump met on Friday in Palm Beach, Florida. It said they discussed the range of global security issues facing the alliance, but gave no further details. It appeared to be Rutte's first meeting with Trump since his November 5 election victory. NATO said Rutte and his team also met Trump's pick as National Security Advisor, Republican Michael Waltz, and other members of the president-elect's national security team. Rutte took over at the helm of NATO in October. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Well, the European Union foreign policy officials say that a ceasefire deal may be getting close right now to completion between the Israelis and Hezbollah. In Somalia, the government there says at least 24 people have died after two boats capsized off Madagascar coast in the Indian Ocean. The good news, 46 people have been rescued. Meanwhile, the investigation into that capsizing continues. This is SRN News. The Ten Commandments are going on sale.
Sotheby's will auction off a 1,500-year-old copy of the Decalogue cut into stone, which was first discovered during an excavation more than a century ago. The 115-pound tablet is believed to be the oldest known example of the complete Ten Commandments carved in stone. Sotheby's predicts it will fetch between $1 and $2 million when it goes up for bids next month. Experts believe the tablet was carved in Samaria. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby, spiritual leader of the Global Anglican Communion, says he'll wrap up his official duties in early January amid an abuse scandal in the Church of England. Welby resigned last week after an investigation found that he had failed to go to the police about physical and sexual abuse by a volunteer at Christian summer camps. This is SRN News. 32 American students selected to be Rhodes Scholars.
It's part of the prestigious Rhodes Scholar Program. In the coming year, among an international class representing more than 70 nations. The 32 recipients are from 19 states, and the District of Columbia represent 20 U.S. colleges and universities. The scholarship will cover all expenses at the Stoyed University in Oxford, England. Scholars will pursue graduate degrees in subjects ranging from social sciences and humanities to biological and physical sciences. John Scott reporting.
Forecasters warning of another round of winter weather that could complicate travel leading up to Thanksgiving for millions of Americans. California bracing for more snow and rain in the northern part of the state while grappling with some flooding and a few minor landslides from the storm for the past few days. More details at srnnews.com.